Hey, Soul Warriors. As the seasons change, so does the energy that surrounds us. This April, a transformative wave is upon us, bringing opportunities for growth, healing, and profound shifts in our lives. So are you ready to embrace the change and harness the power of this month's energy? Let's go right into the April energy update to discover how you can align with the cosmic flow and make this month truly transformative for you. The energies are flowing so different this month right now. If you're going within, if you're without, it's just seeming like the chaos is like on a million when it's been edging there for a while anyway.
And that's putting it mildly.
Yeah. There's so much information bombarding us every single day. It's hard to know like what's true anymore and what's not unless you're going inside. So the big message for this month, I got all around the message. You got the actual what the word is. So yeah, let's let you put that out.
It's they want to impress upon you to recalibrate within yourself, because that's so important, because there's so much going on in the world. There's probably a lot going on in your life, your community. And if we're not balanced within ourselves, how we interact, react, or make decisions is going to be like flapping in the wind, pretty much. So you need to be recalibrate your inner being, your soul, get fully aligned, land back in your body, please land back in your body, because that's so important. We're being pulled every single day to all different aspects out there that we forget to land back. So find that special place in your home or outdoors, whatever it is, and recalibrate and then master this shit.
Yeah, there's so many light codes that are coming in right now that are bombarding us, along with the chaotic energy that you're seeing, you know, on social media, the news and all that. There's so many light codes and different frequencies coming in as we're shifting into this new earth energy, into the 5D and above energies. So as you're doing the work and you're shifting and changing, your set point is shifting and changing. So if you have a certain way that you've always balanced in the past and you're feeling kind of shaky or kind of stuck or starting to get more and more overwhelmed by everything that's going on, this is because your set point is shifting as you're shifting. And since things are speeding up so much, you know, when you balanced at this point, and then you did, you know, these five things, now it's at a totally different level. So consistently going in and recalibrating is so key right now.
Yeah. Trusting yourself. Really, you've done the work. Listen, we're talking to the people that have done the work. And if you're in the middle of doing the work, also listen up. Because really balancing yourself and trusting yourself and understanding that these energies are working for you. They're shaking shit up just so that you can get rid of the cobwebs, pretty much, within yourself, heal the things you need to heal, honor the things you need to honor, but keep moving forward. And always, I keep getting the word reactive. And we tend to do that a lot, which is fine. The question here is, do you want to react based upon the knowledge and wisdom that you have within yourself? Or do you want to react because of the outward crap that's going on? That's the difference. Okay. You want to come from a place of balance. You want to come from a place of knowing. And that's how you react to the things around you. And that's how you respond to the things around you. So really get into all that. I feel this pulsing energy, like it's rapid, one, and it's really like shaking things out of the way so that you can do the things that you want to do. But the most important thing, if you don't trust yourself and you don't trust the energy and you don't trust that little voice, you're going to still be standing in the same place.
And what I was getting loud and clear was to stop running. Recalibrate and stop running. People have been running from lessons that they haven't wanted to work through for far too long. If that is you, this is time to stop running. Take some alone time. go within and allow those calibrating energies to do the work on you and for you and be open to it. It's a lot easier right now to heal, to deal, and to walk through any of this work. It's like on like somebody hit fast forward, like 100 times fast forward to get to the next level. We hear a lot of times when we're coaching people that, you know, I wish I could just fast forward and not have to go through this. Well, you do have to go through it, but you can go through it with a lot more ease, a lot more grace, a lot more simplicity if you partner with the universe. This isn't about doing it yourself anymore. This is about partnering with all the energies that are available to you, your entire spirit team, and allowing them to help adjust your energy, them to help shift upwards what needs to be shifted to be presented. And then you look at it and go, yeah, that is an old story. Yeah, that is an old lesson that I keep ignoring and keep repeating this over and over again. I am presenting it to be released. I'm ready, you know, help me, support me in unlocking wherever this is stuck in my being and allow it to flow out of me. So please stop running. You'll know what this looks like if you're feeling overwhelmed a lot, if you're big into the to-do list, if you're big into the I need to, if you see people around you that are a little bit chaotic and a little bit more frantic than usual, they're running with the energy and it's speeding up and it is pulsing. So it might feel like, you know, like a good beat or you just want to move to it. But this is moving to get things out of and moving to take in these new energies that you really, It's denying the essence of your being if you keep running. And this is why you're having so many problems and feeling so stuck and feeling so overwhelmed, because you're giving in to the chaos energies that are all around you and you're acclimating to that to try to be okay. And that doesn't make you okay. It gets your nervous system up. It gets your mind racing. You know, your mind, body, and spirit, these things all need to be aligned. That's what that recalibration is. And if you're not looking at these things and you're not like melding with this energy, you're again denying the essence of who you are.
And why are you doing the work if that's what you're gonna, if that's the choice you're going to make? You know, if you're doing the work, these are the things that are going to be in front of you. So, you know, really, like you said, going through them, healing them, doing the things that you need to do. It's so important so that it keeps you balanced. I know that it's hard. I know that a lot of these things that we continuously tend to ignore become a hard, rocky road, if you will, for us. But it's the only way to get to the other side of that peace, of that balance, of that knowing. So don't be so resistant to the changes that are happening, because you've been calling on them. You've been asking for something different. Here they are. So don't do the, oh shit.
That's not very comfortable.
I got what I asked for. Ooh, imagine that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's here. You've done the work. Trust yourself and understand one thing, that you are the only one that has the power to shift, heal, and change within yourself, so that then outwardly changes as well. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. So these energies for April are, there's so much radiant light. I mean, when I was meditating, I can see it, feel it, and really get into the groove of it, and it's really shaking us up so that we can, you know, because we've been doing the work, so we're shaking off all the things that we've no longer need, that no longer serves us.
I want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. Unlock the secrets of your soul for free with Soul Notes. Say goodbye to feeling stuck and hello to the validation of your alignment. These weekly prompts are filled with reminders, gentle nudges, and sometimes a kick in the ass, all with love from your soul. Don't just take our word for it. Try Soul Notes for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life. Trust us, your soul and you will thank you. Just go to soulnote.org. That's SOULNOTE.org. Now back to our podcast.
Please understand that we've been calling for this. So Honor
yeah.
that.
So yeah, honor and embrace the uncomfortableness of change. And if you've been doing all this work, especially on a certain topic, like you probably know, where are you unsettled in your body? Where are you unsettled in your being? What keeps running through your mind? Those type of things. If you've been working on it a long time, we're not calling for you, and the energies are not calling for you to just keep, you know, hitting that same topic over and over again. If you've been working on something for a long time, something that bothers you, has traumatized you, it just feels energetically off to you, this is calling for you, when you anchor into these April energies, to refocus your energy and your thoughts and your actions more back to love, back to the origin energy, back to your essence. Because I'm getting different words coming in. It is very possible that you are just focusing on what's been wrong and focusing on what you need to fix for so long that you're stuck in that. So you're in resistance of getting to your new set point of your origin energy, of this powerful April energy. So try, possibly, if that feels right for you, to let go. And if you don't know how to surrender to what you've been working on, just redirect yourself back to what is love. Redirect yourself back to what feels good, because that old story doesn't feel good. So beating on that drum, that work can be done. Mm-hmm. That work can be released.
Yeah, and that's important to really release. I can't impress upon you enough that you have done the work. You've gotten to the place. You've landed there now. The energies are simply asking you to recalibrate so that you can shake it off and you can move forward in a very peaceful and balanced place. Trust yourself. I keep hearing that word, trust yourself. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times we go around fixing, healing, and honoring all these things, but then we don't trust what comes next. Mm-hmm. You know, that we wait for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
You know, we think we're unbalanced when we're actually sitting in balance. Because the thing with that is that we're comfortable in the shit that we know.
Yeah.
Okay. So here is this new stuff that you have no idea what it's about. You get a little leery, so you jump backwards, you know? So please trust. That word is coming through loud and clear.
Trust so you can step back into, not even back into, because you are always whole. I was going to say step back into your wholeness. Embrace wholeness instead of embracing your brokenness. Yeah. I guess that's the bottom line
of it. Open the door, let that shit in, because that you've been knocking and now they've opened it. So here it is. So go through that and know that you have everything you possibly can need, because that's what these energies are all about. There are 150% showering us all with that energy of knowing, with that love energy, with that, I don't even know if there's a word for the other part.
Right.
But they're showering with love. I mean, that's the highest vibration possible. So, you know, go through that door, please.
And understand that whatever energy that you're holding inside, that's what's going out. So if you're feeling like that chaos energy keeps grabbing you back into it, remember that you are the medicine that the world needs right now. And it doesn't mean it needs you to go out and, you know, be fighting or being focusing on or being digesting and consuming stuff that's hurting your being. It means that you are sitting within yourself really solidly and in your peaceful set point place. And then that energy starts going out and pulsing through and starts breaking up that chaos. So continually be grabbing back to yourself, recalibrating to wherever you are right now so that the outside can start shifting.
Right. You know, and you're probably asking yourself, like, or saying, yeah, okay, Wolf, you know, all these things, I'm in the right place, but, you know, I lost my job, you know, I'm going through a divorce, I'm no longer in the relationship I want, and all these different things. Listen, those are the things that no longer serve you. And as hard and as jagged little pill that is the facts. The universe and everything you've been working for is saying, okay, you need to release these things so that you can see what beautiful, awesome fucking things are out there in front of you. Yeah. That's what these energies are doing. They're clearing house, man. They're cleaning it. It's springtime. It's time to let go of the shit that doesn't serve you anymore.
Right. I like to call this the void. When you've entered the void section, when, you know, shit has just gone down and you're not feeling great about it and you're feeling pretty hurt or unsettled, and then you're in this no man's land where it feels like nothing is happening. That's giving you this chance to recalibrate into what you truly want, instead of them walking you from this just fell apart and now you're bitter, you're frustrated, you're hurt, you're broken, you're angry, all those things. You don't want your new situation to be created off of that. So honor those feelings, look at them, heal them, feel them, release them, and then anchor into what you want. Right. Anchor into who you are so that the right situations for you can start to be created. So embrace this void, even though I know it feels scary and empty and like you're not going to be okay. It is like a bubble created for you where you are perfectly okay. And if you can rebalance into your sense of safety within yourself in the middle of the unknown, you're going to be able to walk with grace through anything that comes through your way.
Right. And if you feel like you're flapping in the wind, pause.
Pause and reset.
Anchor into whatever balances you, be it meditation, breath work, any of those things, prayer, walking, exercising. Anchor into those things so that you can get back into that place, because it's easier now for you to do, okay? Because you've done the work. So you pausing and calibrating yourself back is so much easier now than ever before because of the work that you've done thus far. And that's what those energies wants you to really start using. This is a new fucking tool. And the toolbox keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more information you have, the better about yourself, so that when you are out in the world, you can just start grabbing things here and there, whatever you need at the moment. But, you know, and I understand that the world is kind of in an uproar right now, but it has nothing to do with how you feel inside. When you can be at peace, regardless of what's going on around you, personally, professionally, globally, you're in a fucking good place. That's where you want to be.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at what you said. When you said prayer and meditation, my spiritual DJ came on. And there was the Jelly Roll song, "I only talk to God when I need a favor." So I'm seeing spirit being like, don't be like that. So if you find yourself meditating and praying because shit has gone down, but you weren't meditating and praying when things were good, This is part for you to check yourself. Like, when are you using these tools? How are you using these tools? Are they just as a crutch when you're pissed off and you want somebody to come in and save you? Because this is about you saving yourself. No one is coming to save you. No one. You are here to save yourself, your slice of the whole energy. It's your responsibility. So please stand up and take responsibility for what's going on within you and what's going on around you because of what's going on within right. you. So yeah, don't be like the Jelly Roll song. Don't only talk to God when you need a favor, because you are God. Yeah. So if you're ignoring the God in you and then being like, hey, you know, where's my stuff? Because I need the new job and, you know, I'm lonely. And yet, no, you talk to God with respect. You talk to God with reverence. You speak to yourself with respect and yourself with reverence. Mm-hmm. So anchor into that sacredness. Make sacred part of your every single day so that these energies can just come in with ease and just, you know, just showering you with that love that you're just taking in, and it's just filling your cup so easily now, instead of watching your cup just like, you know, be a dry well.
One of the first things I do when I talk to God, or Jesus,
or universe, or all that is,
I love, one of the first things I do is I say thank you. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for co-creating with me. I say thank you first on all the things that I feel that I need to be thanking it or them for, because I am part of that. So in a sense, I am thanking myself for continuing the work in this very third dimensional space. because it's not easy. So I start with that. And we've talked about routines. If this isn't part of your daily, where you're not, like you said, you're not meditating, you're not praying, you're not doing those things, you really do need to check yourself, because this should be a daily routine for you so that you can stay on point 24/7. And I'm not saying that you're not going to have moments, because we all have them. Yeah. We're human. It's part of the experience. But those moments happen less frequently, and better to get back on track.
Right. Because when you're doing those things, you're creating the silent moments where you can be powerful and you can feel plugged in and you can receive the information that you need to receive to proceed in the easiest possible way. We're making it harder by unplugging from these things. And then when you're plugging back in at the last second, it's like if you used to play guitar really well and then you haven't picked it up in years, and then you try to plug the electric guitar back in and you're a little rusty, it's going to take you a bit. So the information that you're getting, it might not be so on point. Right.
But it's those are the things that make me aware of just how unplugged I am and how in tuned I am with my own rhythm, mm-hmm. with my own light, with the light that higher vibration that I'm consistently tapping into and wanting it to be such a part of my life. You know, not to say I'm ignoring the world, because that is not what I am doing. I'm very well aware of what's going on. I'm just choosing not to react to it.
Right. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, well is running dry, any of those things, unplug your amp from the amp of the world and just plug back into yourself. Yeah. That's
land.
All.
Land back in your body.
Land back in your body. That's all you're being asked to be responsible for. Yeah. All right. That's April.
All right. Be kind. Peace.